Well, first responders will be allowed to treat and transport injured police dogs to veterinary hospitals under legislation signed into law Tuesday by Governor Charlie Baker. Nero's law, the bill, one of the sponsors here, Representative Stephen Exaros, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's my honor. We did it, Christine, and I want to thank you for helping us get this over the goal line. It's really, really special, and it's something we all can be proud of, and now it's time to make it happen all over the nation.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I know there are a lot of people that work to make this happen, a lot of people in the media, a lot of people on law enforcement side and in the state legislature. This is something that you really pursued with your heart and soul, and it looks like it's finally happening here. Is there going to be a special kind of a ceremony to designate this or to honor this?
Absolutely. You're right. We did a lot of work. And for me, it's personal. I was there when Sean was murdered. I was there when Nero was shot and brought out. And, you know, God bless Sean Gannon. And this is part of the great things that he's doing and we're doing for him. And Nero is doing well. And now it's time, in a way, it's bittersweet. But, yes, we will celebrate. We will have a ceremony. We're just waiting for the governor and his team to schedule it. He's very busy. That's why he signed it, to make it happen, because he only had 10 days. But we're looking forward to, in a way, it's bittersweet, but a big ceremony with Sean's parents and his wife, Dara, Nero, and maybe 100 police dogs all together. It's either going to be at Yarmouth PD headquarters, the home of Sean Gannon, or the State House. Or it could be even at the MSPCA in Boston. So we have a couple of different locations. We're just waiting to schedule it. And I hope you can be there, perhaps. It'll be very special.
It sounds wonderful. Either I or somebody from the station will be there. It's wonderful. Now, this new law is going to let emergency personnel treat injured police dogs and bring them to veterinary facilities. Is there anything that I didn't mention that's also included in this?
That's it. And the key is, yeah, use their skills to stop bleeding, to give IV, to give oxygen, just like they would do for a human, and put them in that ambulance where they can continue to give those life-saving measures all the way to the hospital. It's a wonderful thing. And these animals that love us and would give their lives for us, like Canine Kit did in Braintree, we need to make sure we take care of them. And now we will.
Well, that's terrific. And again, we appreciate everything you did to make this happen. That's Representative Stephen Exaros. And we will talk again as we find out when there's going to be that special ceremony. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My honor. God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.